السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. Our armed forces are full of sincere, brave and capable officers. We need every one of them to encourage them to remove every obstacle that stands in the way of their mobilization in support of Gaza. The flames of war have illuminated the skies and the matter is as clear as night and day. The support of the Muslims of Gaza and Palestine will not happen without the war machinery of the armies of Muslims. It is our armed forces that are equipped with this capability. So what is the reason, O Muslims, that we do not meet the military officers we know personally and discuss with each and every individual officer? Why do we not visit the relatives of these officers and urge them to demand immediate action? The Ummah must demand its armies remove every wall and overcome every obstacle which stands between them and the destruction of the Jewish occupation. These military officers neither live in the depths of the dark forests nor in the peaks of remote mountains. They live amongst us and between us in our society. They are part of our homes, families, and communities. They also have Islamic emotions like us. They also feel this pain, perhaps even more than we do. Amongst them are the heroes, who can turn the tide of this entire war. Amongst them are the sons of Ali radiallahu anhu, Khalid ibn al-Walid radiallahu anhu, and Salah al-Din rahmatullahi alayh. Amongst them are the Sa'd bin Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, and Usayd bin Hudayr radiallahu anhu of today. So have we exhausted all our efforts to engage with the armed forces? Did we try our best to reach out to the officers? Did we encourage them to earn reward or make them feel the sin of neglect? Won't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ask us that when we knew there was a need to mobilize the armed forces, what steps did we take for that? Have we gone to every military officer we know to impress upon them their sharia duty? Or did we sit at home, assuming that we don't need to approach sincere officers and demand that they mobilize? Did we decide for ourselves that a boycott is enough, even though the boycott did not reduce the genocide in Gaza by even a single bullet, let alone a bomb? Although the Muslim world is controlled by colonialist structures, and the leadership of most institutions are agents of the West, all these institutions are filled with sincere sons of the Ummah. These sincere sons of the Ummah are controlled by the agent leaderships through policymaking and strategic command. In the case of Gaza, the Ummah needs military commands who reject the obstacles of leadership, colonialist, nationalist borders, and an American world order that stands in their way. They will fight the Jews and thus make this matter to its inevitable conclusion. In fact, the Jewish entity is not capable of fighting even one of the armies of Muslims or even a few divisions of an army. Only the mobilization of the armed forces will shake the Jewish entity, forcing them to take refuge in the gharaqad trees of the Jews. We as an ummah need to respond in full with our warships against their warships, our tanks against their tanks, our fighter planes against their fighter planes, our troops against their troops. The end of the Jewish entity is certain. The Prophet ﷺ gave glad tidings of the fighting of the Jews. It is forbidden to retreat from the war after the drums of the war have sounded. So who will fulfill the duty of forbidding the munkar? Who will speak out against the preventing of our armies from mobilization in support of Gaza? O ulama, dawah carriers, journalists, anchors, podcasters, teachers, lawyers, representatives of the chambers of commerce, men of influence, and the Muslims in general. The flames of war are burning, and the kuffar of the world gathered against us. However, the rulers of Muslims have refused to mobilize the armies in support of Gaza. Instead, they have openly supported kufr and the kuffar. So we must come forward and demand that our armies remove the rulers. We must demand that the sincere officers in our armed forces grant nusra to Hizb al-Tahrir for the establishment of the Khilafah, caliphate on the method of prophethood, which will answer the cries of the oppressed, liberate all occupied lands, and strike fear in the hearts of our enemies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
أتخشونهم فالله أحق أن تخشوه إن كنتم مؤمنين قاتلوهم يعذبهم الله بأيديكم ويخزهم وينصركم عليهم ويشفي صدور قوم مؤمنين.
Do you fear them? Allah is more deserving of your fear if you are true believers. So fight them, and Allah will punish them at your hands, put them to shame, help you overcome them, and soothe the hearts of the believers. Surah At-Tawbah, ayah 13 through 14. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Pakistan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.